The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Welcome. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Saturday morning. The sun is shining, which I am so happy about. It has been raining and raining and raining this week.
And raining.
And raining.
You know, we ought to send some of that out to California, Oregon, and Washington. They've got like 60 fires going out there. I feel so bad for the people out there. They are losing everything. Their cars, their houses, all of their belongings gone.
Mm-hmm.
Burnt to the ground. Nothing left. I saw some pictures on TV this morning. The only thing that they could potentially recognize in their homes were the brick fireplaces, and then one person could recognize the washer and dryer in their home. Nothing else left.
Wow.
Feels so bad.
That's awful.
I'm glad we're here in Florida.
Me too.
I love it here.
Rain and sunshine.
Hey, thanks for sharing a microphone with me here today, as usual, for the last 6.5 years.
You're welcome. It's been so much fun. What a privilege and an honor to be here every Saturday morning.
You know, we started this show, as I said, 6.5 years ago, where the market wasn't very good.
And we kept talking about it's getting better. It's getting better. It's getting better. It's getting better.
It's what you believe. There's an article this week, and it happened to be about California, saying how the market's going to bust. You know, things here are fabulous. There are so many homes being built. There are so many people that are buying and selling homes. There was an article right here, not an article, there was a story right here on this station yesterday. It happened to come out by AAA saying that the Florida real estate market was going to be terrific over the next few years, because they expected 20% of the population was going to be moving, which would be great for real estate. Now, I don't know whether they're moving to a bigger house, smaller house, just a different place. But
some
that's
of them
great
are not
for
going to live
estate.
Anymore, too.
Well, they're moving to a different place. They're moving
well,
to a place.
Well, you're talking about Florida. Come on, it's like the senior citizen capital of the world. So we have more old people here than anywhere else.
Well, that's mainly southern Florida. Not too much here. If you're going to make a joke about me.
Well, now that, no, I won't.
I got another 25 years.
Or more.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 30.
Okay.
But not a day longer.
Not a day longer?
I'm just kidding.
What, are you cutting me off at 25 or something? What's a?
Not 25, 30.
30. You're going to cut me off? Is there a switch on my back or something?
I'm just saying that's probably as long as that battery's going to go.
My car battery died yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
I needed to borrow that car, too, to transport something to a customer, and you're not going to have it fixed in time.
You know what? We do so many things for our customers. One customer was moving into their home. They had boxes. Another one was going to be moving. They needed boxes. So
we ran right down and got those boxes and brought them to the other customer. Because you know what? We rock.
You know, sometimes we meet with customers about listing their home, and we find out that they might not need to list their home. And there are two situations that I want to talk about. And, well, let's do a shout-out first.
Okay? Who would you like to shout-out to
Well, we
today?
we met some great people. We met Bill, who we met this week. And Bill ultimately selected us to market his home. And he said that the reason that he selected us and was because we did so much more marketing than the other agents that he met with.
We do indeed. We do believe in marketing. We spend a lot of money on it.
Yeah, most people put
it helps houses sell. So that's why we do it.
Yeah. I mean, we do open houses, and most agents say that they don't want to do open houses.
Because they're lazy.
Because they are lazy. But we do them. We sell a lot of houses at open houses.
So this weekend, how many open houses do we have going?
I think our listeners are going to say, I don't believe it. We're doing 13.
Yes.
Now you're going to
say. Well, now Angela and Howard themselves are not doing 13, right?
But we have people.
We got people.
We got people. So
we got
Saturday
people helping us hold
Sunday.
All these houses open. That's a lot of open houses. But this weekend is the Watson Realty summer open house event, our second one of the summer. And so I'm telling you, if you guys are interested in looking at houses, getting decorating ideas, buying a house, anything, go out today. Watson is open. Watson houses that are listed by Watson Realty.
Yeah.
Most will be open. And we are contributing in a big way with 13 opens.
Yeah. Now, some of them are multiple. So we're doing, you know, like doing
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
So that counts as two. And one of them is a duplex side by side. So that's two. But anyway, 13, that's a lot of them.
It
but anyway, we want to talk late. We're going to talk later in the show about some of the things that we do different than most realtors do. And the other shout out we want to do is that we met with Steve, and Steve is a radio show listener.
He was so nice. I like him.
Very calm personality.
So I was very concerned. He said that he's been listening to our show for a while. And I was like, oh, I bet I startle you a lot. Because you know how loud I can be? You don't know that side. Yes!
Oh,
that
my.
Fun, exciting, I'm so happy side. Well, Steve is very calm. So I just said to him, I don't know how you listen to half of the show, the half I do. Because you're pretty calm, too.
I am pretty calm.
I'm not calm. I don't have a calm bone.
Unless you rile me up sometimes.
I like to do that.
You do.
On purpose.
Yeah. So I want to welcome Steve, who is a regular listener, and Bill Bell, who is a new listener. And I want to talk.
And wait, you know who else I really liked that we met this week?
Who?
Bill's son-in-law, David.
Yes.
That was one smart dude.
You know, it is great when we come into situations where relatives help other relatives make decisions. And that's what we have sometimes. And we especially like that because we like to help people. I mean, of course, this is our livelihood, but we get a lot of pleasure out of helping people. So, you know, when we started in the business together, I mean, before I met you, Angela, I helped a lot of people with short sales. And there were a lot of people that thought that they needed to sell their home, and we sat down with them and we said, okay, tell me about what your expenses are with the house. And we went through an exhaustive detail about what their livelihood, what their income was, and what their daily, monthly, weekly expenses are. Everything from food and entertainment and taxes and, you know, going to the movies and eating out. And a lot of times, so they thought they had to get rid of their house because they couldn't afford it. Well, really, they could afford it if they got rid of some of their extracurricular things. So we went there with the intent of selling their house. And after we sat down with them and told them all the things that they really were spending their money on, you know, had that discussion about, well, do you spend money on this, 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 and this? They realized they could keep their home.
You know what? It's a beautiful thing. It is. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
So they didn't have to
relocate. You educate people and you help them understand how to get their real goal, which is to keep their home. And most people don't realize that they're mismanaging their money and just simply putting a budget together and cutting back in certain areas helps them to stay in place.
So many times.
And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, so many times we walked away with big hugs and big smiles on people's faces saying,
lots of tears.
Gosh, I can keep my home.
Yes.
So,
beautiful.
Beautiful thing.
Yes.
All right. Hey, stay with us, everyone. We got lots more things to talk about, including a way to keep your house if actually you're a senior citizen. We're going to do a hot deal. We're going to do landlord tip, getting ready for inspection, and other things. Stay with us.
Howard here. When it's time to buy your home, you need to get pre-qualified. We recommend Christine Kennedy of Watson Mortgage Corp. She can get you pre-qualified in less than 5 minutes. Call Christine at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Or apply on our website, www.applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K. She'll get you through all the way to closing with great service.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License MLD 716. An equal housing lender.
Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChemScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies and make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. I am so excited to be here on this Saturday morning. I'm looking out the window just beyond you, Howard, and the day is gorgeous. Blue skies, puffy white clouds. It is a Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
I wish you'd talk with some enthusiasm.
I have some enthusiasm. Oh, my goodness. Alan said he's freezing in his studio, and I'm like, oh, this studio's hot. And he's saying it's just menopause, so whatever.
No, you're a hottie.
Oh, I'm a hottie.
That's what I tell Mama.
Oh, yeah.
Menopause?
I'm a hottie.
You mean Alan's having menopause because he's freezing? Because he's going through hot flashes and cold flashes?
I kind of meant it the other way. It's all about me. It's all about me. Don't forget.
It is all
about
you.
I do want to give a shout out this morning to someone I know who just turned on the radio because I'm texting with them.
Yes.
So that is a realtor that we're having a cross sale with, and her name is Ann, and she has been such a pleasure to do business with. And so I just want to say good morning to Ann McAfee with RE/MAX.
Well, good morning, Ann McAfee with RE/MAX.
Yeah.
All right.
A delight. And so is her partner, Barbara, who is also involved in this cross sale.
You know, it really is good to have a relationship with other professional realtors to make the transaction go smoothly.
Well, you know, I think that it's it's very indicative of what happens in this part of Florida, anyway, Northeast Florida, is that realtors understand when they have a buyer who wants to buy and another realtor has a seller who wants to sell, the goal is to make that happen. It's not to not make that happen, right? And I know I was talking to one fellow this week who I think thought at the end that I didn't want to make that happen because I kept questioning him about the contract. But anyway, I did want to make it happen. And so we made it happen. Well, but anyway, you know, there can always be little misunderstandings, right?
It's just like we want to make a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
And it's not only between the realtors, but it's between the buyer and seller.
Yes.
And one of the parts of the transaction is that after an inspection is done, and almost always is there an inspection,
yes,
there is a part that is called the repair or replacement request.
It is the worst part of the transaction.
I know you hate
I hate repairs. I do hate repairs. It really is difficult because this is a time where you seriously have to manage expectations.
Yeah.
Right?
Some people, some buyers think, well, it's a 20-year-old house, but I want everything to be perfect.
Right. It's not going to be.
Yeah.
You're buying an old house. You got to take it the way it is. And, you know, not everything. I mean, obviously, if there's things that are broken, they need to be repaired, but they don't necessarily need to be replaced. I mean, we actually had a request this week that to replace an old water heater. Why?
Well, a used water. I mean, it was used.
It's still working.
It wasn't broken. 7 years old.
The home inspector didn't say, this is broken. He said, this is old. So old doesn't get replaced. It's not even repairable because there's nothing wrong with it. It wasn't broken.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's an unrealistic expectation of that buyer.
But let's talk about some things that we often see. And
okay.
How?
I feel like you have a strategy here.
I do. So I'm going to put you on the spot here because we didn't go over these ahead of time.
Being on the spot.
But I want to talk about when these things are requested, you have to look at, well, am I on the side of the buyer or am I on the side of the seller? And,
ooh,
you know,
wait, first of all, I don't like that language. So stop right there.
There isn't a side. We're trying to create a win-win situation.
We are transaction brokers and we are on the side of the transaction happening. So we just try to facilitate a win-win for everybody. So we're never on the side of the buyer and never on the side of the seller.
And in the decision-making process of whether these should be repaired or replaced, you have to think about, well, did the buyer pay a lot for the house or did they get a bargain? How about that? Is it a repair? Is the thing broken or not? Or is it just a desire by the buyer that wants something new? Are they being reasonable or unreasonable? Is it something that's required to get insurance on that house or not? So let's go over a few of these things and tell me, what are your thoughts? And we may agree on these and we may not agree. So let's see.
Well, I love it. I like it when we don't agree on things.
And we see.
So if I say something and you don't agree, just chime in.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. I have no idea what you're about to say.
We didn't talk about this in advance. How about that there's a request to clean or service the air conditioner?
We see that on almost every repair request. Almost every single repair request.
What's your thoughts on that?
My thought is that the home inspector is doing that to protect himself. That's my real thought on it. And I think that a buyer can certainly request it and a seller can decide whether or not they want to do it because maybe they've had it done recently. I feel like I seriously see it on every request.
We do see it a lot.
On every inspection report.
And our buyers sometimes ask us to put it on a request when we have the buyer.
And yes. And it's a fee that's about $300, $400, $500, depending upon how many systems, you know, if there's more than one air conditioner or whatever. So it's not a major expense, but that at anything under 500 would be classified as a minor expense.
But to still, me, it's not a repair. It's not broken.
It's not a repair. It's a maintenance item.
Okay. How about cleaning the carpets?
Oh, no, no, no. See, I'm not a fan of that one.
I think the carpet should be cleaned before you put it on the market.
They should be, and we do ask the seller to do that in advance, but let's say the seller didn't have money to do it in advance. Do you think they're going to have money to do it at the repair time?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Hey, there's a large branch overhanging the house.
Now, that's an insurance issue. So it could be very probable that the buyer is unable to secure insurance if there's a large branch hanging over the house.
So that's a valid request.
That's a valid request. Absolutely. And if for some reason the seller is unable to do that, the insurance company can still write an insurance policy, but giving them 30 days to get that branch removed. Now, if they don't, they'll cancel their policy.
Now, sometimes the sellers don't have the money to do that, so it can be a negotiated item.
Didn't I just say that? Thank you, Alan.
Okay.
Are you going to?
No.
You're supposed to disagree with me, not
agree
with me.
Oh, you want me to disagree? Now, just about on every inspection on a home that's 10 years old, we see this, too. Replace the smoke detectors.
Well, and you know why? Again, the home inspector is protecting himself. So the deal is that smoke detectors last about 10 years in general. But if you, as a seller, are checking it, you know, with daylight savings every time and putting a new battery in and doing your thing, then, and you know it's still working, then it's probably okay. But again, that is a request that we see from the buyers because it feels like a safety issue put in their brain by the home inspector.
How about add a carbon monoxide detector?
That's kind of an interesting one, isn't it? So people from the north tend to expect to have carbon monoxide because a lot of them have gas appliances. There's not near as much gas here in Florida, and there's not near as much carbon monoxide hanging around either. So, you know, all that depends. If there's gas appliances in the house, I'm a huge fan of having the carbon monoxide. I have it in my house in every room.
But it's not a repair item, and if the buyer wants it, they can put it on themselves. You know, you can buy
Again,
one, they're $20. Go get one and plug
it
in.
I'm telling you that we just did one this week that was that the seller was, I guess, also saw it as a safety item, and he put in 6 smoke detectors / carbon monoxide because the units can be both now.
Okay, here's a good one. Replace the roof.
That's a tough one. So replace the roof is another insurance thing, mortgage thing. So depends upon how many years are left on the roof, right? So if it's, let's call it less than 2, you can't get a VA loan because it needs to be replaced. But a conventional loan would be more like 5 years left on the roof.
But wait a minute. They're buying a used house.
Doesn't matter.
If the seller puts on a brand new roof, then the buyer is getting something more than what they expected in the price. Can there be a...
It can be negotiated up front. They can share the cost of the roof.
There you go.
It's still a maintenance item, but it will prohibit them from getting a loan, and it can prohibit them from getting insurance.
And what happens a lot is that there's a compromise, and the seller pays for half and the buyer pays for half. That's what happens a lot.
It does.
Okay. How about repairing the ice maker in the fridge?
Well, it depends. Did you sell the fridge in the deal?
Yeah.
Then the ice maker should work.
Could be.
You're disagreeing?
Or you could have sold it as is that way. So there are all sorts of things. We're going to come back with a couple more.
Get you.
And if any of you have a question on one of the things in your house or the one that you're buying, give us a call, 222-8255, and we will be right back.
Talk
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump yesterday was cheering the 4.1% GDP growth seen in the second quarter. He's also promising to keep the country's economy revving for months to come and says his economic policies are getting the economy back up and running, the strongest it's ever been, he says. A man has been arrested, suspected of deliberately setting several wildfires near Los Angeles this week, and Brandon McGlover faces a total of 15 counts for those fires. Meanwhile, that deadly fire in Northern California is blamed for two deaths. Authorities say the small Northern California community of Keswick has essentially been wiped out by the fire that also destroyed 500 structures and threatens another 5,000. The blaze grew to 75 square miles as of Friday night after it tore through two small communities and then reached the city of Redding, California, where more than 90,000 people make their home. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills. And MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered. And now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water, a third-generation family business for over 65 years, and your local authorized Kinetico dealer. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
The level of hate directed toward this president by people who claim that they care about Russia is just hilarious. I mean, where were they when the Obama administration was doing nothing about the election meddling? Where were they? And how many of you think the Obama administration would have even spoken about Russian election meddling if Hillary won? None of these people would have demanded hearings because that's not of interest to them.
Laura Ingraham, weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Nothing to worry about on the roads. Still some good driving. As for the weather, going to be partly sunny today, looking for about a 30% chance of showers. High around 91. Watch out, that heat index could get up to 101 today. 40% chance of showers tonight. Mostly cloudy, down to about 76, and a 50% chance of rain both Sunday and Sunday night. It's currently 79 degrees at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this beautiful Saturday morning. Thank you for staying tuned with us during the commercial break.
Yeah. Hey, are we live or are we recorded?
We're Memorex.
Yeah. Do you remember those commercials?
Does anybody remember Memorex? That shows how old we are.
Is it
no,
live?
We are live.
You are live.
But nobody's
live.
Called in, but they can.
What's the number?
Because the number is, what is it? 222-8255. I was going to sing my song, right? 222-TALK, to me, you have to call 222-TALK.
Yeah.
Which is 8255. And of course, it's area code 904.
Yeah. And for those that are listening all along the East Coast, you can call with 904. That's right.
Yeah.
Like you said.
Duval. That's where we are.
Duval County.
In the moment.
In the moment. Nassau County, St. John's County, Clay County.
Yep. Today we'll be everywhere.
We'll take you wherever you want to be.
That's right.
All right. Hey, before the break, we were talking about repair requests and whether a buyer or seller should ask for them, whether they should be done or not. And the bottom line really is this. It's whatever the two parties should agree to.
Can or want to agree to. Not should. Don't say should.
Can agree to.
It is so personal. I saw one where the buyers asked the sellers to caulk the bathtubs. That was it. I was like, really? Because that's like hardly worth mentioning. But you know what? The seller said, yes, of course we'll do that. Thank you.
Well, if there's some missing grout in the shower, that could get behind the walls and cause a problem.
I didn't say it wasn't needed.
I know.
I'm just saying it's another maintenance item, right? So they could have said yes. They could have said no. I'd have been in agreement either way. It just matters what the buyer wants and what the seller wants to do.
Yeah. And again, a lot depends on the price that the buyer is paying for the house or the seller is getting for the house.
Yes.
You know, was it top dollar or did they get a bargain? Is it really a repair of something broken or just a desire by the buyer? You know, and if they're getting something that's new, they're not buying a new house. For example, like you gave before about the roof. And will it need to be done for the buyer to get insurance, or is it really a safety issue? But then even safety issue is an interesting one. For example, we see on inspections all the time, the kitchen doesn't have the ground fault interrupter circuits, those little buttons on the plugs.
Well, but those they didn't used to have them.
They weren't required, and it's
Even created until, 20 years ago?
So
if you're looking at a 40-year-old house, they don't have them. Get over it.
Yeah, so you can still get insurance without GFCI. But on the other hand, you know, houses that were built 80 years ago had what's called knob and tube wiring.
Eek.
But you can't get insurance with knob and tube wiring
now.
No,
you can't. Now. No. So that has to be done.
So again, it's
and
a negotiated.
And houses have to be grounded.
So it's a negotiated thing. And, you know, I would suggest if you are a buyer, don't ask for something that costs, you know, $10, $15, $20. You know, that's just my suggestion. Work it out.
Is there a different safety item that you like to do? I mean, I have one in mind.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, so we recently had the deal's still happening. We're at one of the homes. There is a leak and water's penetrating the house, right? So the request was from the buyer that the seller have it checked out, see what it costs to repair. My recommendation to the seller is it's your house. Protect it. Make the water stop.
Yes.
If something's leaking in there, you know, don't let it just continue to leak because you don't want to pay for it.
Of course.
Let's get it done.
And
right?
They did.
Right. Because even if that buyer doesn't move forward, if you had waited, let's say they didn't get their loan or something, and we don't know that for 3 weeks, and water's been coming in, well, now your house is damaged.
And it could get moldy.
Yes. So sometimes these things that come up on reports, the seller absolutely needs to say, this is my house, and I will make it right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Use your realtor to help you with your determination, and don't be, whether you're the buyer or the seller, don't be stubborn. That's my message.
That is so funny that you, I'm sorry. You are the most stubborn person I've ever met, ever. So I just think it's hysterical that you are saying as advice to others not to be stubborn.
Have you checked out the person in the mirror?
Are you in the mirror? You're in the mirror.
I'm not in your mirror. Oh, my goodness, woman.
I don't know. It just sounded hysterical to me as I heard it coming out of your mouth. Sorry.
Moving on. Listen, speaking of that inspection, as a seller, you've got to prepare for that inspection. So we need to talk about that. The seller should actually prepare for the home inspection as well. Clear that attic access because the home inspector is going to go in the attic. Now, sometimes that access is in closets. Sometimes it's in the garage. Have the cars moved out of the garage. Have clear access to the air conditioner system. That's the inside units and the outside units. Now, they need access to the water heater. They need access to the electrical panel.
Yes.
They need access to the irrigation control unit. They need access to the water softener, the washer, the dryer, the dishwasher, the oven, and the microwave should all be empty. You'd be surprised what people leave in all of those things or in front of them. Unlock any shed that's included with the sale. Now, if you have a list of the ages of any of the replaced equipment or you have the age of the roof, then leave it in plain sight for the inspector to see. Or better yet, wait for the selling agent and give the list to the inspector or the selling agent along with your phone number just in case any question comes up. Now, tell us.
No,
wait a minute.
No,
wait. Let me finish.
No,
let me finish.
No.
Wait. Angela. Talk about stubborn. Let me finish, and then you'll understand, okay? Tell us about any pets that you aren't taking with you now, because we don't want to spend 30 minutes chasing a cat that accidentally runs outside only to find out that that cat is allowed to be outside. Now, if you know that something doesn't work, tell us that it doesn't work. Also, then... Here's the part, Angela, you need to listen to. Then leave the house after giving us that information. And if you like, we will text you when we are done. But if you just leave a piece of paper sitting on the counter, the inspector doesn't know to look at that piece of paper. That's why you should hand it to them, then say, if you have any questions, call me, and then leave. See, aren't you glad that you listen to me instead of being stubborn and saying no, no, no.
Go ahead. No, no,
no. No, no,
no. No.
Okay. What do you want to say about that?
I think you should leave a...
What? Tape it to the door?
You can tape it to the door. You can leave it on the counter. You can have your realtor tell the showing... realtor, the selling realtor, that there'll be a note in there for them to please read it.
You could do that.
You can do all of those things. The thing that you need to also think about is security systems. You know, some of the home inspectors now go in by themselves, like into vacant homes. And so you need to make sure they know the security code and stuff like that. So there's all sorts of things to think about.
That's why you need a realtor.
You do need a realtor.
Yeah, if you're selling your home by yourself, you don't think about these things.
No.
We do so many things that homeowners do not think about. There are so many things behind the scenes.
Yes. And, like, I showed up for sale by owner this weekend. Oh, my goodness. This week. And the pictures were so fantastic. And then when I got to the house, not so much. And the you know, there's just stuff that didn't seem not truthful. That's not the word. It wasn't a good representation of the property. And so, of course, we didn't like it when we got there.
Well, that happens. That's why we have to make the house look good as well as make the pictures look good.
Right. And the write-up and the everything. So, yeah, that was not fun.
And that's what we do. And sometimes we do some staging to make the house look good even better than
staging's
when the
important.
Homeowner looks
yep.
good.
Yep.
We're going to be staging a house Monday and Tuesday for one of our customers.
Yep.
So, all right.
We do believe in staging. So, yeah. Super important.
All right. Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to do a scam. We've run out of time in the last few
weeks. We don't have time
to
do a scam. We got to talk about 13 open houses. You're not going to have scam time.
We're not going to have scam time?
Gosh, no.
Okay. I'll never be scamming you then.
No, you won't.
All right, everybody, stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
Hi, I'm Christine Kennedy, and in my 20 years as a loan officer, I've helped over 1,000 families finance their home right here in Northeast Florida. To get your fast, free, and easy pre-qualification today, you can visit my website, applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K, or you can call me directly at 904-514-6969. That's 904-514-6969. At Watson Mortgage Corp, we help deliver the keys.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License, MLD 716, an equal housing lender.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro Inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections, 268-8211, or visit GoHomePro.com.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So happy to be here on this bright and sunshiny Saturday. What am I wearing? Yellow.
And what does that mean?
Sunshine. It means happy. It's happy.
You got flowers on your sweater.
They're so cute and happy. They're happy flowers.
They're happy flowers.
They're happy flowers.
Are there ever sad flowers?
Yes, the droopy ones that don't get watered.
Oh, the dead ones. Okay, but if they're on your sweater, they can't be dead, so they must be live, so they must be happy.
Is on that my it? Yellow sweater.
Your yellow sweater.
That's bright and happy.
Okay.
I surround myself with happy things and happy people.
You know what I'm happy about?
What?
That we have got some beautiful, beautiful homes all over the East Coast.
Hot deals, huh?
Yeah. We got hot deals.
Yes,
sir.
Hot, hot, hot. Woo!
We have 13 open houses going on for this Watson Real Estate Open House Weekend that you and I and some of our associates are holding open. And some of these are great deals. Some of these are pool homes. Some of these are town homes. And
you know, I wonder how many Watson has open total.
I don't know, but we got a lot of them.
Interesting to know.
But
let me tell you about the very first one. I am super excited about this house because this house just got listed yesterday.
It did.
So no one's seen it yet. You could be the first. You could come today to 10603 Rusty Pines. That is at the trails at Bent Creek off 103rd, right near Bishop Snyder High School. So if you have kids going to Bishop Snyder, this is your house. And let me tell you why it's your house. It's 2,331 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3 full bathrooms, plus an office.
Yes.
Yes. It is beautiful. Has a covered lanai, a big, huge patio. So great being outside. And also, guess what? There's no neighbor behind you. It's a park right behind you.
I love
that. It's the community park.
Great view there.
It has a very open floor plan, high ceilings, big closets, really big, tons of storage space. And it has a very low HOA. No CDD fees.
Yeah,
none.
The HOA is only $500 a year.
Yes.
That's like nothing. That's $50 a month.
Yes. And I also didn't mention about that office. The office, it has French doors on it. It's ginormous. I don't know the actual size, but I bet it's...
Did you make up that word, ginormous?
Of course. It's an Angela word.
Okay.
I have my own language.
Now, here's the best part.
I think it's probably 14 by 16 or something. I mean, it's real big. Anyway, that one is 240, and you're going to be there today from 12 to 2,
I am.
Somebody else tomorrow from 1 to 3.
You know, that's $105 a square foot.
It's a great buy. The house is in fantastic shape. You got to come and see this house. I'm serious. This is a fantastic home to own.
It's only 12 years old.
Yes.
Okay. And last week, we told you about another house that is right off of Southside and Bay Meadows. This is one where when I went in, I went, oh, my. When you went in, you went, oh, my. When our assistant went in, she went, oh, my. When the photographers went in, they said, oh, my. Wood floor, sunken living room. The kitchen was redone. The baths were redone. The closets were redone. Oh, the Florida room is, oh, my. They got a pool table in there. The backyard is like an oasis. I mean,
that's a great word.
Sit around the fire pit. I mean, you just have to see this place.
You know,
fireplace has a copper enclosure that is like 9 feet tall, 6 feet wide. It's hand hammered.
It's super cool.
Yeah, it's $360,000. It's open today from 10 to 1 and Sunday from 1 to 3. It's 8356 Royal Wood, 2,700 square feet, 3 bedroom, 2.5 bath. The floors in this place
are gorgeous.
I mean, everything in this place is just
fantastic. But you know what?
Fantastic.
Here's what I want to say about it. I love that it's the old meets the new because there's still some really cool features of it from its original design, and yet the bathrooms have been taken down to the studs and rebuilt. And I'm also extremely jealous of the grass. It is gorgeous, thick, and plush.
Okay.
Makes you want to walk around it barefoot.
Yeah. Now, if you want to be at the beach, we've got two attached townhouses.
Yes.
Been totally remodeled. The kitchen, the baths, the floors, the plumbing, the tile, the lighting, the plugs, the switches. The master bedroom has a balcony, and it's only 6 blocks to the ocean. You can buy one, you can buy both, live in one, rent out the other. No HOA. They're $256,000 each. They're open today from 11 to 1, tomorrow from 11 to 1:30.
And you know what the owner did? He got clever. He knows that people like different colors, so one side is in the gray tone and one side is in the tan tone.
Okay.
So whichever side, whatever color you want, it's already there. And the floors are gorgeous. He just redid them, new granite. He just remodeled the whole thing. You got to come see it. It's really a great value.
Now, we got two in Mandarin. One is in Warwickshire. It's a two-story colonial, about 2,300 square feet. And it's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath with a Florida room with a pool on a quarter of an acre in Briarwood. Gorgeous tile floors and cabinets throughout. A full-length front porch, dining room with built-ins, a big eat-in kitchen. The bedrooms are all hardwood floors, an oversized two-car garage. It was reduced from $300 to $295. It's open today from noon to 3 and Sunday noon to 2.
Yeah, you got to see that. Got to.
That's the one in Mandarin. The other one is on a street called Benjamin. And this is a big one, 2,700 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, plus an office. Now, 1 bedroom and 1 bath is upstairs. So if you want to have a man cave or you want to get your teenager up there for some privacy, fancy lighting, built-in cabinets, really nice floor, summer wood, summer tile, big front porch, has a lanai on a preserve lot. It's off Loretto Road. It was reduced to $354. It's open today from noon to 2, and I'll be there tomorrow from 2 to 4.
You're just a busy fella.
Oh, my.
I'm out showing property this weekend, which is why I'm not hosting.
Yeah. You want to tell anyone about the property at Mayport?
Oh, yeah. That is such a great property. That has been completely renovated, so you really need to come out and see that. And it's value priced at $228,700. Great, great price. It's going to be open Sunday from 2:30 to 5:30. So plenty of time to get by there. And I just love it. The floors are great. The cabinets, the kitchen is new. Everything is ready to go. It is so move-in ready. And it's got a fenced-in backyard. So bring your four-legged family with you or your little children, whatever. You know what else? There is a possibility of that house of getting 100% financing, even if you don't have VA. I can make that happen. Call me and I'll tell you how it works.
You going to lend them the money?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I like
you
my money.
You just said there's possibility of 100% financing.
I said I know how it works.
You know how it works.
I'll make the connection.
Now, really,
I'm not using my money. I'll probably call Mr. Van Wee and see if I can use his money.
No, really, it is it is in a location that qualifies for special financing. So that really is great for someone that wants to live near the beach and have a totally renovated home.
Yes.
And it's not a flip either. The person has owned this for a while and decided that she's going to now fix it up and sell it, and she spent 3 months
getting it ready,
doing everything. And the master bedroom in that house is like 26 by 14, lots and lots of room, and it's got a rear patio and a really, really nice private backyard. So it really is great for kids and great for your pets and just really near Mayport. So if you're a military person, want to be near the base or just work at the base.
It's such a great location.
Yeah.
Seriously, you can ride your bike to the beach.
You know who's in the studio next to us?
The Van Wees.
The Van Wees are here to tell you what's been going on in the financial sector this past week.
Can't wait to hear.
And you know who's coming next week?
Who?
You and I are coming back next week. Because we do a live show. That's right. We love living here in Northeast Florida. We do this show to give back to our community. You do need a professional on your side for real estate. Call me at 687-8161. Call Angela at
465-3845.
And we're going to be here to help you. You really do need a professional. We want to thank you for listening to us today, yesterday, and for the last 6.5 years. We love you guys. We want to thank you for listening. God bless everyone. Have a great week and stand by for the Van Wees. They're coming right up.